Welcome back, everybody, to a very special episode of the We Are Adult Show. It's Thanksgiving. I almost made a rooster sound for some dumbass reason. I'm your host, John. Danny, what's up, man? It's gobble gobble. There we go. I was mixing up. I was gonna do like cockney to do. I was like, wait a minute, that didn't make sense in my head. I'm glad I didn't say it.
If you didn't catch it before you pass it on to me, then I was gonna save you there. Cock-a-doodle-doo, motherfucker.
Oh, man. The cows and the chickens agree on this time. This time, go after the turkeys.
Yes, it's the one time of the year where even the Chick-fil-A chicken isn't... I mean, the Chick-fil-A cow isn't turning on the chickens.
I'm surprised they don't do, like, a Thanksgiving sandwich and switch to, like... like some kind of turkey sandwich at Chick-fil-A with some stuffing and some cranberry.
That does sound pretty good. That sounds a little complicated, though, for a fast food restaurant.
I feel like it's not that complicated.
Well, I mean, it's not that complicated if you're a normal restaurant, but for a fast food restaurant, maybe. Unless they deep fry the turkey, which, you know, isn't the worst thing in the world to do.
Yeah. I figured when they do it, however they make their chicken patties, maybe that would be how they do it. So I don't know.
True.
Or maybe what they do is they just make a seasonal sandwich and they just add stuffing and cranberry to their original chicken sandwich.
See, that wouldn't be bad either. Or you can just go to KFC and get their chicken.
Look at that.
And get the chicken. They already have mashed potatoes and you can just, you know, make stuffing at home.
That's true. Yeah.
It's not like stuffing is the most complicated thing in the world to make.
I just want to make sure everybody quotes it here that if Chick-fil-A does make this sandwich, that they owe me a lot of money. Because it was my idea.
I mean, if you want money from Chick-fil-A, all you have to do is just make an anti-gay marriage thing and get money from them. I think that's how it works.
Is it? Man, I must be a terrible salesman then. Not thinking about the clientele very well.
You know what? You know the best thing though is to like annoy them by saying thank you a lot.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Because they don't say you're welcome. They're not. I think they might get taken back into the back of the store and shot if they say you're welcome. They have to say my pleasure.
My pleasure. Say it dirtier.
Oh my. It's all my pleasure. Goddamn right it's your pleasure.
Wow. Dang. So, Danny, what are you doing on this fine turkey day today?
Besides recording, I already worked my, I don't know how many days in a row now. I think my last day off was...
The previous weekend.
No. The 8th was my last day off.
Wow. That's a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you sound pretty sane. You're not broken yet.
Not yet, no.
Is it like some of the shifts are like easy 4-hour shifts, so it's not that bad?
Well, like today I only did 5 hours, and there was a lot of standing around and giving people a hard time.
Is the crazy time like after starting tomorrow where you start doing the 24-hour shifts?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. I think I'm too old. As Danny Glover says, I'm too old for that shit. Oh, man.
You don't need to work that many hours to get paid?
No. They keep raising. They keep giving me more money per hour so I can work less hours.
Makes sense.
Plus, you know, it's not fun being sick, especially not this time of year, man. It's like, you know, witch hunt if you sneeze.
Oh, trust me. Even at the house, I get that.
You get, like, the, you know, Lysol sprayed at you with a cross behind it.
Yeah.
I'm hands holding a cross, and their hands holding a thing of, like, Lysol and just spraying it at you.
Yeah. I have, like, a skill of not being able to drink water properly for whatever reason. So, I'll be paying attention to, like, destiny, and I'll take a drink and, like, mess up and start coughing, and I just get like the dirty eyes, like, you're gonna kill us all.
So you've heard it here, folks. Sean, groundbreaking news.
Sean can't even drink water.
Yeah, I was gonna say he has a drinking problem.
That's pretty funny. You get a gold star this episode, Danny.
It's a stolen joke. I kind of stole it from the movie Airplane when he talks to the in the seat and he talks to the lady that says and he says like, "Oh yeah, I have a drinking problem," and then he goes to take his drink his whiskey and he pours it on his forehead.
Oh, terrible.
But it's hilarious. I mean, it can't be that terrible if it made you laugh.
That's true. So, Danny, what are you drinking for your Thanksgiving Day beer?
So I went down to local bottle shop El Cerrito because they posted one of their whiskeys on their Facebook whiskey group, and like I claimed one, so I had to go down and pick one up. And I hope they had this other one that I didn't get that everyone says is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And since I'm there, even though I wasn't allowed to buy, I'm not allowed to buy any more beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm there. I might as well look, right?
Nobody said looking hurts.
Except for when I find one and buy one.
Oh, it's only one.
It was just one this time, yes. And so, you know, they tell, you know the old saying, don't judge a book by its cover kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So I was looking through, like, their cold section. They have, like, a walk-in closet type cold section at this place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fucking packed. Like, more packed than it's ever been since I went there.
Like, with full of people?
Yes.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if it was, like, overflowing with beer or not.
What was that, too? There was a shit ton of beer, but also people.
Well, you know, last night was the best, I guess, is the highest drinking day. Everybody likes to go.
I was listening to a podcast called Drinking Socially. It's by the Untapped people.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned that you know, apparently the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is the biggest drinking day of the year, which it kind of surprises me. I would think that would be the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't know. Everybody's just like, well, I don't know. Everybody's getting liquored up before they have to go see family or something.
I was going to say, yeah, they have to get drunk to deal with family.
In Pennsylvania, they actually shut down all the bars after 5 p.m. last night.
For COVID or because of, like, shitty...
To prevent COVID.
Okay.
It was all COVID-related. I don't know if New Jersey did. I was already at home getting ready to play Destino.
Well, I mean, it makes sense if you see, like, the pictures of Florida where, like, they have one picture of one bar that showed up on Reddit where, like... It was just asses and elbows, and nobody except the bartender and the dude on TV was wearing a mask.
Yeah. The guy on TV.
I think it was like or something like that for like one of the sporty ball leagues.
Yeah. Those people are the reason why I have to stay at home and play Destiny all day.
Yeah, apparently South Dakota has the highest per capita rate of infections of COVID in the world.
That's pretty impressive.
Between 40% and 50% of the population of South Dakota has COVID right now.
40%?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Hold my beer.
I know, right? And even, like, my mother-in-law, who's very, like, super conservative and, like, in the beginning was kind of like, it's not that big of a deal. But then she works at a nursing home and she's like, dude, every single one of my residents, except for, like, two of them, have the COVID and, like, staff is getting it and people are dying and it's like it's not a hoax, it's real. And it's like, at least you learned before it was too late. Yeah. Some people have to wait till they die or somebody in their family dies before they have to be like, it wasn't a joke.
It's not a joke, everybody. Everybody. I would just imagine like you just take your mask and then you take duct tape over your mask, make like a seal, and then like put goggles on, put a seal around that. Be like, the COVID cannot enter.
If I have a plan, and I haven't had to do it yet, but if I ever, like, walk into a place of business and a person is arguing about not having to wear a mask, and I'm just going to take my shirt off and be like, well, if they don't have to wear a mask, then I don't have to wear a shirt. And just embarrass all of us.
Jody just goes and sits in the car. Why? Why have I done this?
And then if they put the mask on, where it's just, like, where it covers their mouth, but not their nose, and I'll put my shirt back on, but just, like, have it, like, folded up under my armpits, you know? So, like, it's just, like, around my shoulders, and that's it. And it's like, well, I'm wearing the shirt, right? It counts. But, yeah, no, I haven't encountered anybody like that yet.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately.
Terrible.
I'll have to Instagram live it if I do. My freedom! My freedom!
Yeah, dude, my favorite thing was on Insane Facebook. I saw somebody compare wearing a mask to, you know, the treating black people terrible, like, in the back in the 60s. Like, this is just... Taking away my freedom is just like in the, like, we, like, America did in the 60s. I was just like, man, dude, like, that is way too much of a stretch.
Right. I saw one where it was actually in Germany, and it was on Reddit, and this lady was giving a speech, and she was comparing herself to this 21-year-old resistance fighter against the Nazis, and she ended up getting caught, and, like, she didn't, you know, drop any names or anything like that, and so they cut her head off. And they're like, she was like basically saying that she felt like her. And one of the security guards that, you know, because they had to have a security guard, I guess, to hold the event. And so one of the security guards walked up and like handed her his security vest. And she's like, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, dude, I can't deal with this bullshit, man. You're like, you're trivializing the plight of the Jewish people. I can't think of the word. Holocaust. That's the word. And people are like, let her talk. And he's like, well, I'll let her talk. Well, I'm just going to tell her what she's saying is fucking bullshit, and I'm not going to be here and listen to it.
You can't pay me to listen.
Yeah, I'm not getting paid enough to listen to this bullshit.
Yeah, dude, it's terrible.
It is, dude. It's like when you're like, your whole class gets in trouble because like a couple kids, and then like the teacher's like, all right, we're gonna stay here silent for 1 minute, and if anybody talks, it's gonna happen. And then one kid like talks, and it's like, all right, now that's two, you know. And eventually you're sitting there, and it's like, dude, just shut the fuck up. That's where, like, you know, community punishment comes in, like in the army, when you just, you know, put a bar of soap in a sock and start beating them with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Full Metal Jacket style.
Yeah, exactly.
And then have that person go crazy and shoot their drill instructor and themselves in the head, and end up sitting on the toilet.
It's the circle of life.
Oddly specific there.
Exactly.
But anyways, as I was saying about my beer. I'm like, what the fuck were we talking about before we went on this tangent? And I'm like, have I done our beer? Oh, I haven't even done my beer yet.
We can't even get through the beer section. Oh my god. This is why we can't write that many things on our talk list.
Nah, this is going to be an extra special list. I mean, it is an extra special. It's like the, you know, comics when they like, we have like 6 more issues planned, and then like the publisher's like, you have 2 more issues left. And I'm like, fuck, the last one's going to be a mega huge issue to fit it all in there. But anyways, so I saw this beer, and I listened to this podcast called The 16-Ounce Canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically talks to the artists that do beer canvas, the beer labels, hence the name 16-Ounce Canvas. And so there's one that he had – a guest on there whose Instagram handle is Ryan Writes on Things. And so his it's a very graffiti and geometrical art style. Like, if you look at the, like, it's kind of cool, and like it also kind of sucks because you can't actually read the name of the beer if you try to read his writing until you read the beer, like what the name of the beer is, and then you can like figure it out. It's like solving a puzzle but with the answer already. Mm-hmm. Or like those old pictures where if you stared at it long enough, it became a different picture. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like in Mallrats, it's a fucking... Oh, it's a schooner. No, you idiot, it's a sailboat. A schooner is a sailboat. But anyways, it's brewed by a Short Throw Brewing Company, and it's called What It Do. And it's an imperial stout with coffee and toasted coconut. But yeah, you should definitely check out, while I'm drinking this, you should check out Ryan Writes on Things on the social, on the Instagram.
Oh boy, Ryan Writes?
On Things.
Ryan Writes Things.
On Things.
Yeah, I found it. It was close enough.
Yes. So his, like, you can tell, like, his, like I said, his, he definitely has that, like, very specific style that not, if anybody else does it, then you're, it's like, oh, hey, somebody stole from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he looks like, I mean, I would not be surprised if his artwork was on Double Nickel stuff, because I definitely feel like some of their can art looks very close to this.
I mean, he is New York based, so it's not like it's that far, hard for Double Nickel to find him, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Oh man, but this is good, dude. Like, when I opened it up, I just got it smelt sweet. Does that make sense? Like, usually it's like some, like, Bottle Logic beers, you open them up and they smell boozy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little sweet, I think, from the coconut, but it doesn't taste overly coconutty, but you definitely get the coffee and the coconut flavor. A solid dessert beer that comes in at 11% alcohol.
Wait a minute. So you're having a coffee coconut porter?
Stout.
Stout.
It's imperial.
From who?
Short Throw Brewing Company.
Wow. This is where the hive mind gets very confusing. Because I am having a coffee coconut stout, imperial milk stout.
From See, I don't have milk. Mine is the lactose intolerant.
Okay. I was,
But it's close enough.
Mine is to prevent those from stealing my beer that are lactose intolerant, like my roommates.
I would say, like, when you had a roommate that was allergic to peanut butter, so when you didn't want to share snacks, you bought all the peanut butter snacks?
Pretty
is
much.
Is that the same kind of concept?
Pretty much. Except this was I got this one from a package, so I got a ton of beer from my dad, including this Weldworks beer that because I want something to humble brag in front of you today.
That you got? Did you have a dad that loves you?
Well, I wasn't gonna go that far. I was just gonna humble brag that I'm drinking a Weldworks beer.
Oh, okay.
Danny taking things way too close to home.
Oh man. So the brewery that I'm is like based out of like Connecticut or Virginia. I don't know. I'm trying to find it. It's like very unspecific, but Ryan's based out of Portland, Maine, or he's a native.
That's one of those. I want to go to Portland, Maine. That'd be a good time.
Dude, I really want to go out there. There's like I can't think of the name. There's a brewery out there, the Something Brothers. They're both, and then they have a lobster place, a seafood place that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Bissell Brothers is the name of the brewery.
Gotcha.
And I've had them on the show. So, and they're pretty good. They're like they kind of remind me of Double Nickel in a way, where their like beers are all really solid. Mm-hmm. They're hard to get out here.
Fair enough.
All right. Anyways, I interrupted your love from your dad. and it's High Roller Lobster Company is the name of their seafood place.
Oh, gotcha. Fair enough. No, but I'm having a Weldworks Brewing company beer. That's up in Wheely, Colorado. But it is a toasted.
So when you opened it, did you pop a Wheely beer?
Yeah, I was like, wah, wah. Yeah, so toasted coconut, some milk sugar, some coffee from Zoe's Cafe. This one's an 8% ABV.
Only 8%?
Only 8%.
Super.
It's definitely on the sweeter side for a stout. And definitely the sweetness is kind of mixed in with that toasted coconut. You get that nice flavor. And then on the back end, you get that nice bitter coffee taste that you're kind of looking for. So definitely hits all the notes from a flavor standpoint.
Nice, yeah.
But yeah, overall, I like it. It's It has a good sweet and bitter note to it. I think it's probably definitely a solid 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I can definitely. I would concur on my beer, although different beer, same rating. I don't know necessarily what it would need to make it not like a higher or lower, but
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe cut down on some of the sweetness. But it, and this can does tell me to it says yo, recycle.
Yo, bitch, recycle this can. Recycle and this it says, can.
It tells me to keep the beer cold, it tells me to drink it fresh, but then it also tells me personally to stay fresh.
Danny, wash your ass. Stay fresh.
I don't think that's what it means, dude.
Okay. Everybody interprets things different.
And some people are wrong. Oh, man. So, you know, I'm, like, slowly working my way through my back comic stash, Sean.
I just gave up on comics.
Well, like, especially now reading that, like, Marvel just canceled, like, a whole bunch of series. And, like, some of them sounded like they would have been good. It was like Marvel canceled all these series because nobody's buying them. But then they also announced in the same press release that they're, like, next upcoming crossover event that's going to involve every single character in the Marvel universe. And it's like, oh, so great. Now I have to, if I was like reading Marvel, then I'd have to buy shit that I don't want to buy. In addition to like the, you know, separate, you know, it's usually 6 or 12 issue, main story arc of the event.
Yeah.
Right. But like one of the ones they, and I didn't know, I guess because I don't follow Marvel anymore because fuck them and DC too equally, I guess, but
yeah.
I guess Jane Foster became a Valkyrie in the Thor world, which might have been a cool read, but I don't know if Jason Aaron did it, and it got. But anyways, it got canceled like before it was done.
Probably they were crying that they were paying too much attention to her.
Maybe, dude. It's like if it's not a white dude, I don't give a shit. Apparently, is what people is like. I don't know, man. Oh, and they also canceled, like, the chick that took over was wearing the Iron Man armor. She had her own, like, series that got canceled, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it's like at some point she became, like, they found out that Tony Stark didn't give her the armor and she stole it. And people were like, I knew it. I knew she wasn't that good of a person. And it's like, dude, they never said she was the best person in the world. Just let them – they were telling a story. And fuck you, all right? But I'm reading an image. I read an Image comic, and of course, you know, Image is very optimistic because it's like 6 issues, and it's like end of arc, story arc 1 to be continued. And it's like, you know, it's been like a year or more, so that doesn't necessarily mean it's been canceled. It just means like it could just show up randomly, kind of like Lady Mechanica did. Whereas like Lady Mechanica, it's like it took him like 2 years to come out with the first 3 issues, and then like. He was gone for a while, but then I guess it was because he was going through legal issues with the original publisher because he wanted to retain the rights.
Yeah.
And so when he won the case and was able to retain his rights, that's when he came out with like an issue like every other week for a while. Because it's like, fuck them, I'm not writing books if I'm not getting paid. But this book is, this story is called Blackbird.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, is this girl, she's like, kind of an outcast from her family and stuff, and she's like suffering from like depression and different issues because she firmly believes that magic is real, and like her family's just like been messing with her the whole time about her being crazy and stuff. Mm-hmm. And when she was a kid, there was like an earthquake and her mom died, and so she's like living with her sister, even though her sister's like, dude, like you're just mooching off of me, get a job, like you can't just play video games and be sad all day.
Yeah.
And so then stuff happens and she finds out that lo and behold, magic is real. And not only is magic real, but her mom isn't dead and her sister kind of was involved in other drama. Like I'm spoiling like the surface of the story, but there's a lot of shit that goes on right out of because everything I'm spoiling is A, surface level, and B, out of context. But once you read it, it's like, it's actually really good. I just wish like Marvel and DC are kind of like the WWE, where at some point like they just stopped letting their talent have their own say, and they kind of start watching them more versus like Image, I think, where they just kind of give them loose guidelines and then let them go out there and write what they want.
Fair enough.
Which, there's a Marvel movie kind of coming out, and the director left because Marvel wasn't going to let him direct the action scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that that might be why Edgar Wright left Ant-Man. Well, part of the reason why. You know, because he was originally supposed to direct Ant-Man, and they had his script, and they made some changes, but a lot of it was still there. Mm-hmm. But that's the argument. Like, when people are like, Ant-Man sucks, because the Edgar Wright version would have been better. And it's like, dude, don't even worry about the Edgar Wright version. Like, does this how good is this movie, whether or not Edgar Wright had a version that he was, you know,
yeah,
possibly directing?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but with the comic, of course it's Image, so at some point, you know, it's like the, like, when they, the last issue came out, they were already advertising the trade paperback, so you could find that anywhere. Mm-hmm. Blackbird, one word, sounds like it's spelled.
Okay.
I got suckered, Sean, into spending some money on Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, no, dude, what'd you do?
Like, I really just want to go hang out and find a place where I can drink beer and play Magic.
That's impossible in today's world.
It is. So I've been kind of like jonesing. And so, you know, they've been coming out with sets, and I get like social media stuff on a couple different game stores.
Mm-hmm.
And for pre-ordering and stuff. And they came out with this Commander Legends set. And I'm like, oh, cool. Commander stuff that I don't have from older sets. And so I looked at, you know, and one of the ways like Magic is doing their boxes, mm-hmm, is they have the standard version of the box, well, the draft version, which is the standard version.
Mm-hmm.
And then for more money, you get there's a collector's edition, a collector's version, which has like pretty much everything is foil, and there's some things that are like full art, you know, or at least borderless. There's still text and stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And different variants of the cards. And so I ended up dropping and buying the one box of the Collector's Commander Legends.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $200.
Damn.
And it was like 12 packs.
Wow.
I picked it up, and I was like, that's. I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, that's it? Now I know how my wife feels.
Poor buddy, man.
And so then I get home and I'm like I open the first couple packs and I'm like, oh, this is all shit. Like, I'm not going to use any of this. And then as I got into it, I got some cards that like I'll actually use in the commander decks I have, or there's a couple cards where I'm like, ooh, now I think there's like a handful of them where I'm like, ooh, these all kind of be cool together. Now I might have to build a white and red commander deck.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I don't even know, man. They've changed the rules so much since the last time I played. Like, they have one, I have some cards where, you can have two commanders at the same time.
Mm, gotcha.
And so I'm like, okay, that's going to be hard for my old ass to keep track of. You know, but, you know, there's a lot of people, like, on social media that, like, are, like, try to, you know, use their social media to, like, get things from people.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, like, I've been thinking about it, and it's like, if I could, like, take advantage of my, I guess, quote-unquote, social media presence in the beer world, you know, back when things were, you know, safe and normal to do these things.
Yeah.
At Bottle Logic on Mondays is basically like brew day, but they would also have the people like, well, they're like in between doing things, they would play Magic the Gathering.
Mm.
So they would call it like Magic Mondays. You know? And I'm like, oh, dude, like, I don't need to like make a ton of money on this podcast, but if I could just get invited to one session of Magic Mondays, I think my life would be set, dude. I'd be good.
That was part of the reason why I was like thinking, like, you know, this is like dreaming, right? If, you know, if I did look at trying to really push to open up like a brewery of some sort, like having fun events just to have people come hang out, you know, like, have more reason to go to the brewery than just to go, you know, go have a beer. Like, try to make it more of, like, somehow try to make room for, like, some social gatherings.
Right. Because, like, the game store close to me is called Top Deck Keep.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a cool name for, you know, like, Magic playing. Mm-hmm. But, I've gone there a couple times on Sundays for their Commanders stuff, and it's like, it just didn't have the same charm that when I was going to the Adventurers Guild. And I think part of it is I haven't been there enough because I don't know anybody. But then it's like also Commander's gotten way too serious.
Oh, got you.
Like before it was just like a format that people would play, like to kill time in between rounds at tournaments, or if they got like knocked out and they're just like, hey, let's just throw down some cardboard and have some fun. Now everyone's like trying to, you know, build these mega decks to win on turn like 6. And to the point where like even Wizard of the Coast had like knew it was kind of getting bullshit, and so they came out with these like a point system.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you might be the first eliminated, but if you did other things before you got eliminated, you still have a chance to win the pod based on points.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen anyone like who wasn't the first who wasn't the last eliminated to win the pod.
I mean, Magic is really just about who blows their load first.
Yes. And, like, you know, somebody, one of the guys at the Adventurers Guild, you know, super passive-aggressively asked me one time, was like, oh, he's like, maybe you can help me with my decks, because, you know, every deck I build is competitive. I just can't build anything as casual as you can.
Ooh, big ooh.
Yeah, that was the big...
Damn, did you? Wow, man.
Wow. But, I mean, I took solace in the fact that this dude was one of those, like, stereotypical, like, Magic players that got another guy banned from Magic Foil because he posted all those pictures of ass cracks on Reddit.
He did the same thing.
Well, he didn't take the pictures. He was the dude that had the ass crack.
You blinded me.
Like, dude, like, I don't want to sit in that chair after you. Even in a pre-COVID world, it's like, can we sanitize the shit out of that chair? But like, because this sweaty ass crack is touching the back of it.
Can we verify if this guy showered? Is there shower proof?
I know in either Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon, the judge can decide if you stink too bad and like disqualify you from the tournament.
Wow. That's some hardcore shit right there.
Dude, that needs to be established like at every like nerd event. I know at, like, anime conventions, like, people are, like, walking around holding signs with, like, a, you know, a waifu on it, and it's like, showering is so sexy. Soap turns me on.
Oh, boy.
They're not doing that because it's fun. They're doing it because it needs to be said.
Exactly.
I saw one guy, he was wearing, like, a full hazmat suit and just a sign that just said, wash your ass. Oh, man. Good times.
Always, my friend, always.
Speaking of good times, Sean, you've been having a lot of good time playing the Destiny.
The Destino, Destino.
I don't know, I like the Destiny. It's like the like a pizza thing, but not.
Yeah, that's fair. So the previous Saturday, the new raid came out, the Deep Stone Crypt, where we finally go in and try to take over the Exo Machine. And it was pretty fun. I think we went in, we got through the first round, we got to the second boss, and we ended up just not being able to get it done. So we weren't able to beat it within the first 24 hours. So Sunday night we went back in for some time, and we killed that guy, we did the third part, and then we got to the boss, and we ran out of time. It was like 11 o'clock at night, so, and then Monday night, we went back in, and we beat it, and then last night, we went in and did the whole thing in 3 hours, including doing Triumph. So it's a pretty fun raid, man. I really enjoy the overall kind of theme to it. And the different missions, or I guess not the different missions, but the different mechanics to the raid. So I thought it was pretty fun, because there's always like a common theme to each raid from a mechanic standpoint that they just keep complicating as you go further down into it. So I thought that part was pretty solid. I think some people were kind of upset at who the villain was, which I totally understand. I think there was kind of like a little bit of a shocked factor on who the who you had to fight at the very end, but it was pretty.
There's no spoiling on that?
Yeah.
Is that why you're not saying the name?
Yeah, I didn't want to spoil anything for anybody, but it was, I think, overall just really enjoyable to play. Overall, I think season of the Hunt started on Tuesday, the previous Tuesday, not this past Tuesday. So I haven't really spent too much time in it. We find out somebody from our dark past comes back, and there's definitely some drama with it. So that story is pretty interesting. He's got a certain thing that he's hunting and doing. So they definitely added some more stuff to the game. So it's kind of interesting because, like, right now it's like, do you do stuff for Season of the Hunt or do you do stuff for the current expansion pack that's out? So definitely a lot to do right now. I still got some leveling to do on my other characters so I could take them through the raid. There's different triumphs and stuff I'm trying to get done as well. And obviously I think the biggest chase now is to get my Titan up to 1260. So that way I'll be kind of set and ready to go to do some of the Grandmaster Nightfalls and do the really hard solo master hunts and stuff like that. So got some grinding to do, but it's definitely a good time. I think we ended up getting a new sniper rifle, exotic sniper rifle. I haven't gotten it yet. That you could also go and grind and get. So that's pretty good. A lot of people have been saying a lot of nice things about it. They did nerf the Warlock. And so there's a lot of frustration amongst the Warlock subclass community about.
I've been seeing the drama about that, about their melee. And if you're like within a certain range, it doesn't work. And if you're outside of a certain range, it doesn't work. It's like so many meters, like 6 to 18 or something like that meters away that it works.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I haven't gone back out to try, but there's definitely some serious frustration with that group.
I also saw on the Destiny subreddit that someone was talking about how, you know, it's like some people are like, dude, seriously, you people need to chill the fuck out. And it's like when the new expansion launched, everyone said it sucked, it was horrible, and then now that like they're like, wait, there's more. This isn't all the content. Like, wait a week, there's more content coming. And then of course the week comes out, and more content comes out, and everyone's like, oh my god, this is fun again. And they're like, that's what we said to wait. And then, of course, like one of the first top comments was like, just give it a week or two and people will be complaining about fucking the Right Dust and Glamours again.
Yeah. Nobody's ever happy in this game, it feels like. Dude, I feel like there's so much stuff to do and so much to chase. I feel like it's very frustrating when people say there's nothing to do. It's just like, How many random missions and stuff do you want versus just more challenging? Like, I was doing, like, when I wanted to just not grind, I was going after certain challenge modes to try to get some of the new exotic armor. So it was, I had a fun time trying to solo some different stuff. So
I mean, this Final Fantasy 14 did experience the same thing, because like people, like when a new thing comes out, people like beat the story, and I'm like, okay, I beat the story, so what do we do now? And it's like raids, these things, this thing, this, and I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. And it's like, well, then play a different game. Like, sorry, even it got so bad, honestly, in Final Fantasy 14, even the person that makes the game, the producer of the game,
yes,
the director, the guy that like basically is the guy, not the company that makes the game, not Square Enix.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are going to jump on me for forgetting his name. But he was like, well, if you're bored, there are other games. And people are like, well, you should make more content. You shouldn't, you know, suggest us play other games. And he's like, no, seriously, like, Nier Automata is a fun game. Go play that. Like, go play other games. Like, if you've finished everything. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's, I think one of the things that seems in the Destiny community is that there's a fraction of it that thinks that it's like a Modern Warfare style game where it's just first person shooter or shooter game.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, I just want to go through and like play PvP or run through the story. But wait, I have to go do all these other things that I don't want to do to get high level gear. That's bullshit.
Yep.
You know?
I hear you, man.
Real quick, on the Season of the Hunt, is that, there's a mission on the moon. Is that the mission? Do you have to do that mission to unlock the hunts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there is an intro mission to kind of get everything going.
I saw that. I just haven't done it yet because I've been trying to get the main campaign done of the new stuff. Yeah. I'm almost done. I'm on the last mission, I think.
Nice.
It's either the last mission or it's like a... Is there like a dummy mission where it's like, go kill the person that's doing this, and it's like, never mind, that's the next mission. Never mission like that, because I play games.
It just kind of introduces the season, really, is all it does.
No, I'm talking about for the main story.
Oh.
Because I'm on the main mission where I have to go, I can't remember her name, the person that's like...
Or something like that. Yeah, I mean, it comes to a conclusion, so.
Okay, well, then I'm on that mission.
Okay.
So. No, okay, I'm good. I thought I had one more question, but carry on. Apologies.
No, you're good. Outside of that, I mean, I think there was a little bit of headbutting in the community about the raid. I think some of the, you know, professional streamers were a little upset about having it a week later on a Saturday because so many more people got the 24-hour clear. So I thought it was kind of funny that there were some people bitching about that. But it seemed like overall there was a lot more positive feedback, though, luckily, amongst the everyday player about how it was nice to have, you know, basically 2 weeks to get ready for the raid, and it was on a Saturday. So, like, it made it to where people were available to actually do the raid. You know what I mean? So.
Right, it didn't come out, like, at a weird time where it's like, oh, man, either I have to take a day off work or I have to wait till I get home, and by the time I get home, someone might have already, like, spoiled it.
Exactly.
And that is bull. I mean, I understand, like, games kind of have to make their streaming community happy to an extent, but games should never fucking, like, set the release schedule to make, like, some dude on Twitch happy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Destiny's not like Fortnite and there's a couple other games that did it, not just Fortnite, but that's the only one I could think of off the top of my head, where they, when they first came out, they paid streamers, like the top streamers, like thousands of dollars an hour to stream the game, basically for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Destiny doesn't need that shit. Like, they don't, I mean, not necessarily that they don't need you as a streamer, but, like, it's a mutual relationship. And I saw, I can't remember who it was, whether it was, like, I'm going to guess EA, because they're just fucking assholes anyways all around.
Yeah.
But somebody was saying that, tweeted out that they felt that streamers should pay the game publishers for streaming it, because it's like, well, if you're making money off our products, you should give us some of it back.
Mm, that's an interesting point.
But then the streamers are like, dude, we're advertising for you. Like you're not paying us, but other people are. So, again, it's a symbiotic relationship. Like, you can't – one necessarily needs – they don't necessarily completely need the other, but it makes life easier.
Yeah, true that. So I finished up a anime this past week. I only had two more episodes to go since I think I last talked about it, and that was Demon Girl Next Door. I thought it was it finished pretty well. I mean, it definitely left like a kind of a cliffhanger and like a sweet ending, and like part of like as even in the last two episodes with the different things going on and like the commitment like they're making to each other, I'm just like, is this like a very super soft Yuri, or is this just two friends? Because I'm starting to get really confused. about like the relationship between the two.
You're like, am I legitimately masturbating, or am I just making it weird by masturbating to two friends?
It's like, I don't know what's going on. Like, it's just like, this seems like a lot of commitment for friendship. Is like the angel. Is like the angel girl gonna get is she gonna get friend zoned by the demon girl? I don't know. This seems complicated.
Right. I guess that's like maybe like one of the things about being a dude is we don't understand that shit.
But no, I mean, I thought it overall was a pretty funny anime. I think it's worth watching. It's very easy and casual to watch. I think all the episodes are kind of broken up into like two smaller episodes. So, and it just has a funny repeated theme that goes through the whole thing. It's not too serious, so it's very casual. I assume that we would get more down the road, but we'll see what happens. But Demon Girl Next Door, give it a watch if you got some time, or if you're looking for something more casual.
Yeah, I've been trying to finish up between the Monster Girl Doctor.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know why I'm watching it, but the I can't think of the name of it, the princess one.
I stopped watching that.
with the werewolf and
I had to give up. I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I don't even know what the point is. Like, she's not even like, and she's not. She doesn't even like strike me as an interesting. Interesting character, because I typically enjoy strong leads like that, but I was just like, I can't do this. And then, the little boy,
she's super strong. She's not.
Yeah.
And, like they keep her up to be strong, but whenever she gets into a fight, she's not necessarily.
Yeah. And then, like, the main character is just overly weak and just kind of like, it's just like, wow, dude. It's like they took something and made a more extreme version of that, and it's terrible. It's not that great.
And by more extreme, it looks like they had, like, no money, and they just wanted to rip something off, and so they, like, found this concept, and like, we'll make this, but, like, put less money into the effort of writing the scripts. Oh, and we'll also put less effort into the animation, too.
Right.
Because, like the werewolf girl, like, you know, the nerd I am, that's, like, my, trope of what I think is, like, hot, I guess, in a person, like the red hair with like the baggy pants with the, you know, like even like the full Kim Possible look, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think the main reason I'm watching it is because you really don't need to pay attention and it's in English.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's the benefit of it. It's like, I just like, it's just background noise.
That's the best thing about it. It's background noise.
Yes. That's the best thing around about it is you don't have to like, really pay attention because nothing super deep happens. Like a new monster thing shows up. The girl can't, the main character can't, the girl can't, the princess can't fight it. So she needs an ally. And then of course she's like about ready to get struck down. And the dude like jumps in, even though he doesn't really necessarily need to, dies. But then like the werewolf or her sister or the vampire bat or somebody else comes in and saves her. And then she makes fun of him as she's resurrecting him.
Yeah.
End of show.
Basically,
I mean, am I wrong?
Yeah, for 24 episodes.
For 24.
Not episodes. 12, 24.
I know.
I don't know. Maybe something will happen after episode 12. Maybe things will start to change. You let us know.
I don't know if I don't know if I'm that far. My phone's like on the other side of the room, and it's not worth it to go get it to look to see what episode I'm on. But I did watch. I'm like. On the Monster Girl Doctor, like, he was in the town with the harpies. Did you finish that?
Yeah, I finished that anime.
So, like, he was in the town with the harpies, and, like, they're talking about the giants and stuff, and, like, at the episode I ended on where it's, like, you could see, like, the trees being parted and it's giants coming through. And I'm like, fuck, dude, it's gonna be, like, some hot giant chick, isn't it?
Of course it is.
And then I saw, like, the thumbnail for the next episode, and it's, like, it's a hot giant chick, and I'm like, of fucking course it is.
Yeah, dude. It's like
he's gonna give her an examination, make her orgasm, and his sidekick is gonna like lecture him for being insensitive, and then something's going to happen, yeah, and the show's going to end.
Yeah. Basically. Basically. This is another, like, I don't even know why I even finished it. It's super pointless.
Some of the characters, I guess, but it's like all the girls want to bone him, and he's just like, I'm a doctor. And they're like, we know, and we want to have sex with you. And he's like, I don't know about that. I just want to make you better. Like, he doesn't even know that they want to, like, bone him.
Pretty much.
So I watched, it's not an anime, but it's an anime movie, mm-hmm, called Your Name.
Mm-hmm.
The premise of it is, like, super simple, but, like, it doesn't necessarily give away anything, right? So basically, this high school boy and this high school girl intermittently switch bodies. Like, they don't know when it's going to happen, but they go to sleep and they wake up and they're in each other's body.
Yeah.
And, like, it starts off, like, the first little bit of the movie, like, 20 minutes or so of the movie, like, you have no idea what the fuck's going on. Like, even knowing that they, like, I watched it with my wife, and I didn't tell her what it was about them switching bodies. And so, but even me knowing that they switch bodies, very, like, you have to wait. And then at some point, about halfway through the movie, like, there's a bombshell dropped, and then it kind of changes tone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those, it's, this, there's another podcast I listen to, and I actually guessed it on the original version of it, but now it's called Inquest of Geek, but they talked about it, and one of their hosts is very, like, possibly racist against Japanese culture and anime. Wow. Yeah, because he's like, he thinks of, like, anime as just basically being, like, hentai.
Oh, got you.
And, like, he also doesn't like the Eastern style of storytelling, so, I don't know, it sounds a little racist to me.
Hmm.
But he was saying that, like, if all anime was like this, he would watch more anime. And it's like, dude, that's like saying that if all, like, ground beef was, like, the most expensive steak ever, then you would eat hamburgers from McDonald's. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we talked about, like, a couple animes where it's like one was worth watching and a couple weren't.
Yeah.
But that's like, you know, saying if I don't watch movies because movies suck. And it's like, narrow it down, dude. Like, anime isn't a... There's a shit ton of genres under the umbrella of anime.
Yeah.
But this movie made, like, a ton of money in the box office. Like, it's like, it made 25 billion yen, mm-hmm, and $357 million worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was nominated for a bunch of awards.
Yeah.
And just, like, the Japanese Academy Awards, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually, like a lot of the locations were real. Dude, I highly, highly recommend watching this movie. Like, I was able to watch it because I'm old and have the DVDs from Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not on any streaming service.
Yeah.
But it's worth the couple dollars or whatever it is, $3 or $4 it is to rent it through, like, Amazon or Netflix. I'm not Netflix, but, like, Prime or, I don't know, whatever else people rent streaming movies from.
I don't know, there's so much stuff now.
Yes, but it's called Your Name, and it's fucking amazing, dude. Okay. Like, you'll feel all the feels. And, like, it's funny because, like, it opens up, and he's in her body.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, freaking out, and then, like, he looks down, and so it's his point of view. Like, you see first person, and you just see boobs, and, like, the girl's sister comes in, and she, like, the guy's, like, just grabbing her boobs, and he's, like, she's, like, what are you doing? And so that becomes kind of a running gag where it's like, oh, you, at least you're not grabbing your boobs today. Or it's like, you really love your boobs, don't you? And it's like, as like someone that was once a teenage boy, if I woke up and found myself in a girl's body, yes, I would probably sit there for a few minutes and just play with my boobs because I would be like, what are these and why do I have them? And also, boobs. Right?
Pretty much.
And so then, but then they go to her where she's like, wait, what's wrong with me? And she's like, wait, what's that between? And so she kind of like gets embarrassed. Like she goes like, you know, I guess what a girl would react like. I don't know. I can't speak of that because that's not my life. My life.
Uh-huh.
But then she's like, I have to go to the bathroom. What do I do? And so they start like passing each other notes and stuff. So I guess Like, Jody compared it to, like, Freaky Friday meets The Lake House. I think it is. It's the Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves movie that isn't Speed.
Gotcha.
But it involves less and more sadness.
Oh, gotcha.
but yeah, dude, it's an amazing movie.
Mm, nice.
Then I watched the Lego Star Wars Christmas special, Sean.
Oh, did you now?
So they came out with it on Netflix on the 17th of this month. And basically, if you don't know, the original Star Wars special was considered by many to be the worst thing Star Wars ever did. Now that the sequel trilogy is out, I don't know if people have changed their mind on that. Maybe some people have. But like in the original Star Wars special, there was a long segment, like 10 minutes long, where it was Chewbacca and his wife and kid talking to each other in Wookiee.
With no subtitles?
And no one to translate.
You're just supposed to understand through the snarls and the softness of the low growls.
Pretty much, yes. Like, the only redeeming factor of the original, like, Star Wars Christmas special is that was the first appearance of Boba Fett.
Mm.
And I guess if you don't care about Boba Fett, then there's nothing redeeming about it.
Fair enough.
So I watched the Lego one, just, you know, because it was like not very long, and it's on Disney Plus. It's pretty funny. Like anything, like that's the other reason why, it's because Lego, at least with like their video game properties, not so much their movies because they're a little too, you know, family for you, Sean.
Dude, yeah, it's like super good, too family, good again.
So there's moments like that in this one where she's like training Finn, and then she's like, Finn's not getting it, and so she's like, it's life day, that's their version of Christmas is life day, and so she's like, well, I gotta go do this thing, and he's like, yeah, but life day is important. And so there's a lot of like just traveling through the different Star Wars worlds, yeah, and shenanigans that ensue. It's pretty funny. It's worth a watch. It's like 45 minutes long, not very bad. It's not like a long commitment. Disney Plus, if you have it, it's pretty funny.
Gotcha.
And I know we had discussed that we weren't really going to talk too much about The Mandalorian until we came back after the new year.
Yeah.
But I needed to watch a couple episodes just because anytime I went on the social medias, shit was getting spoiled.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to talk about a couple things, man. Like, I watched the first couple episodes. I haven't watched the last one that's came out, and then, you know, tomorrow there's a new one. So I'll be two behind if I don't watch one today. You know, one of the things that people were talking about was Boba Fett was going to be in the show, right?
Yeah, interesting.
And I guess they cast Timothy Olyphant, and I didn't recognize him. Like, even when I knew it was him, it took me a while to, like, holy shit, that is Timothy Olyphant. Like, he doesn't look like – he looks like a better version of himself, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But he's wearing Boba Fett's armor, and they tell a story of how he got it, but he's not Boba Fett. And so – and at one point, like, you know, of course the Mandalorian, the story is like, hey, I need help. I need to take this baby back to his people. And they're like, well, I'll help you, but you got to do a thing for me first. You know? Mm-hmm. And somebody else also was like, I think the Mandalorians would be like, the episodes would only be 10 minutes long if he drove a more reliable ship or flew a more reliable ship.
Yeah.
But at one point, like, he's helping the dude in the Boba Fett armor to get it back because that's the Mandalorian way.
Mm-hmm.
It is the way. And so he's, like, on a speeder bike going out to where they have to go, and then the dude, Timothy Olyphant's character, rolls up, and it's basically his speeder bike is one of the engines from Anakin's pod racer. Which it looked, when I saw it, I was like, did these dudes play Destiny? Because there's, like, one of the bikes, whatever they're called on Destiny. What are they called?
Fuck. Sparrow.
I don't see Light Cycle, but that's Tron. But anyways.
Yeah, it's a Sparrow.
Sparrow, yes, the Sparrows. So one of the Sparrows is just basically like an engine with a seat. Right?
Yes.
That's what this looks like. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, holy shit, this guy, they must watch Destiny. Play Destiny, because that looks exactly like the Destiny design.
Yeah.
And then one of the missions is they have to take this frog lady to this other planet because her population is like Well, they're like the people were kind of blew out of proportion, but it's a thing of like her family line, not the population, but her family line was like dying out, and she needed to get to her husband for him to like basically fertilize the eggs. And so, come to find out, Baby Yoda fucking loves the shit out of eating these eggs.
Oh boy!
And people want to cancel Baby Yoda now because he's committing genocide. Because they're like, well, that's the last of their people, and it's like, no, it's not the last of their people. It's the last of that family name, you know, like she has no kids and wants to carry on her legacy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty funny though. You know, it's cute because it's Baby Yoda. Yoda genocide has never been more adorable.
Exactly.
But one of the cool things they do is there's a lot of the Easter eggs where if you've watched either Rebels or Clone Wars, mm-hmm. you're like, holy shit, I know what's going on. But if you don't watch it, you're not punished. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's an episode where three other Mandalorians show up, and one of them is, like, a pivotal role on the Clone Wars. But then one of the ones they cast is Sasha Banks, who's a WWE wrestler and Snoop Dogg's cousin. Mm-hmm. And she's probably one of the best WWE wrestlers on the mic. And they gave her, like, two speaking lines in the whole episode. I'm like, dude, let her fucking talk, dude. She's okay. Awesome. But yeah, dude, The Mandalorian is, you know, people are saying it's like five times more people are watching The Mandalorian than anything else on Disney Plus. Like anything else on Disney. Like not, I'm sorry, not anything else, but everything else on Disney Plus. Like if you combine all the views of everything on Disney Plus and then the views of just The Mandalorian, there's five times more views of that. Mm. So they are Disney Plus now.
Pretty much.
Until WandaVision comes out next year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff on there now, so... I mean, they're definitely trying to up their Disney Plus stuff, exclusive stuff.
Right. One good news we got is that Warner Brothers announced that they're releasing Wonder Woman on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And they're going to make it streaming on HBO Max without having to pay extra like Disney did with Mulan.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Or it'll be in theaters, I guess, in places where theaters are open.
There's theaters open?
In Florida, I guess. In the same place where, like, they go to the bars without masks.
Probably. That makes sense.
And there's also the rest of the world where people actually listen to their scientists and their doctors, mm-hmm. like New Zealand and Australia, where there's no COVID restrictions anymore.
Right.
You know what, Sean? I just realized something.
What?
I'm going to have to apologize. I know it's a Thanksgiving episode, but I like set up the show to end it on a downer.
Oh, boy.
So, I took one for the team, Sean. I watched the new... well, I guess it's not new now, but it's a little bit old, but the Fantastic movie, or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four. Which, it's pretty ironic that both Johnny Storms in the Fantastic Four movies went on to having redeeming character, playing better characters than the rest of the MCU.
Right.
You know, between Chris Evans and being Captain America and why can't I think of his name to play Killmonger? Michael B. Jordan playing Killmonger. Mm-hmm. You know, redeeming themselves in Marvel movies. Not necessarily the MCU. Why did this movie come out at least 10 years after the original Fantastic Four movie, but it looked like the CG was the worst CG ever.
Dude,
the CG in this movie is horrendous. And so, you know, one of the things like the early Marvel movies one of the things that people complained about in the original like Marvel movies with like the Hulk with Eric Bana, smoke and everything that he does, mm-hmm. is why did it take so long to see the title character?
Yeah.
So this movie's an hour and 47 minutes long, right? Or, I'm sorry, it's 147 minutes long, so it's like an hour and seven. Why is it like... I'm sorry, it is an hour and 47 minutes. Why is it... It's 50 minutes in before you see the Fantastic Four. Like, almost... It's like halfway through the movie.
Who knows?
And so they... They did the origin that they kind of did in the Ultimate version, because I guess they didn't want to completely rip off the original universe origin that they did in the original movies with Jessica Alba and Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that people complained about before the movie came out is, like, Michael, you know, Johnny Storm being black. And it's like, dude, I like Kate Mara as an actress, but she's also, like, 32. Why is she playing, like, somebody just barely out of high school? And, like, why couldn't they just cast a black actress to play her sister? Like, why did she have to be adopted? Because it's like, the head of the foundation that they work with is, you know, Johnny Storm's dad, black. Johnny Storm, black. Sue Storm, adopted white girl from, like, Eastern Europe. It's like, it's one of two reasons. Either they, like, felt that they needed, like, her name to carry them, like, to get people to make it, you know, sometimes you have to throw names in there to get Hollywood to greenlight movies.
Yeah.
And so maybe signing her got the movie made, or I guess on a more racist note, that maybe they thought that audiences wouldn't accept an interracial coupling between Reed Richards and Sue Storm.
Yeah.
Even though, like, they hated each other the whole movie until, like, the last, like, 5 minutes of the movie, and then somehow they became a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Ben Grimm, his catchphrase or whatever is it's clobbering time?
Yeah.
So in this movie, the origin of that is that, like, his family ran a junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever his brother went to beat him up, that's what he would say.
It's clobbering.
Because they didn't have a dad. He didn't have a dad. He had a physically abusive brother.
Oh, that's good to know.
And so whenever the brother would beat him up for talking back to the brother, he would say, "It's clobbering time," and then hit him. Yeah, they tried to go super dark, and it's one of those superhero movies where everybody that's making it is like, well, we don't want to just make a standard superhero movie. We want to make something different. And it's like, well, then make something different. Don't make a fucking Fantastic Four movie if you're not going to pay attention to the source material at all.
Yeah.
And, like, Doctor Doom, he's just some little sniveling brat, dude.
Yeah.
Like, they don't show, again, it's like, why are they afraid to show him as, like, the ruler of a country? Why are they afraid to show Latveria and, like, that Doom, where he's, like, super egotistical, and he wants to destroy the world.
Why? Doesn't make any sense.
Because angsty teenager. When, like, the comics Doom, like, he doesn't want to destroy the world. Like, he's teamed up with the Fantastic Four. Because he wants to rule the world. And he realizes that if there's no world, then he has no subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I mentioned to somebody else that I watched this movie, and they're like, do you hate yourself? I think I might, Sean.
You probably do. You probably got problems.
I do. But yeah, dude, this is, I don't know, man. And then, it's supposed to be coming in the mail tomorrow. I'll probably wait until it gets closer to the end of the year so I can watch it and review it. But I have the New Mutants movie from Netflix coming in.
Ooh, nice.
So I don't know. That's supposed to be better, but I don't know. Because I think the delays and just the fact that, you know, like, I can't think of her name, but she was in Game of Thrones. And she was like 12 when she filmed Fantastic Four New Mutants. But then, like, when Game of Thrones ended, she was the one that, like, everyone flipped their shit because she got naked because she had turned 18, like, while they were filming Game of Thrones. But when they started, she was like 6 or something like that.
Yeah.
Maisie Williams?
Sounds right.
Yeah, it is Maisie Williams. I'm like thinking of, like, I had, like, her name, Sophie Turner, and Millie Bobby Brown's running through my head from Stranger Things. It's Maisie Williams. Yeah, so Maisie Williams is in it, but it's like super young Maisie Williams, not like the get naked on in the season 8 of Game of Thrones Maisie Williams.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know. Just don't watch the movie, Sean.
Okay. I won't.
Don't just like you're watching the just like you're you know, put it on your list of things to do right after you finish season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Okay. I mean, it's gonna take a while to get there.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's like put it like right after. Like, as soon as you finish season 8 of Game of Thrones, like, the next thing you should do is watch Fantastic Four.
Okay. I'll try not to.
Well, I figured you're not in any hurry to watch season 8 of Game of Thrones. That's why I figured it's there.
Exactly.
Oh man, so yeah, but this is the last episode of the year, Sean.
The last episode of 2020.
I get to be that guy. See you next year.
See you next year.
Full disclosure, I am that guy at work also.
Right.
I get to be that this year because I have the week between Christmas and New Year's off, so when I leave before Christmas, I can tell everybody, see you next year.
You don't have no homework until next year.
Exactly. I don't know. There's always that one kid in class. I'm sorry, teacher. Did you mean not to assign us any homework over Christmas break? Fuck that guy.
Kill him. Beat him.
Exactly. So, drink some beers, shoot some Destano guns, and see you next year, Sean.
Exactly. If you guys are lonely and miss us, you can always follow the Twitch stream at Hoppyhead Pro on Twitch. I'll be playing Destiny. I've been streaming the new raid all the times I play, and I'll be streaming some other stuff as well as I get into those different objectives. So if you miss us, you could always follow me. Or what?
Go ahead. I stepped on you.
I was just going to say you could follow us. otherwise, make sure you're following us on Facebook, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, all those Amazon, you know, Instagram, all those fantastic places.
Untapped,
you could see what Danny's drinking, so that way you could feel better about yourself, or find something interesting to drink, whichever you prefer to think.
Maybe both.
All right, everybody, have a safe holiday, and we will see you in 2021.
Later.